Let's do it. Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Well, I know where you want to start.
I know exactly where I want to start.
And I know where I want to start, too. And you know what, Packer Boy? I'm going to give you enough rope to hang yourself right now.
Okay.
So
I'm not
going to
really hang myself, because this is how I feel. Matthew Stafford is the highest paid player in the NFL now. Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Okay, number one, he shouldn't be. Number two, I will say this opens it up for the guys that should get paid more than him, though. So I think we're going to see a lot of these contracts in the next couple weeks, one being Aaron Rodgers. But I don't even think Matthew Stafford's a top 15 player in the NFL.
What? Oh, okay.
He's not. Are you kidding me? Think of the every position in the NFL.
Every position? You're going to throw every position in
there. Yeah, I don't think he's a top 15 player in the NFL.
I would have to think about that.
Six or seven quarterback, maybe.
Okay.
Brady should get paid more than him. Rodgers should get paid more than him. Even Drew Brees should get paid more than him. And possibly Matt Ryan. Drew Brees gets paid a lot. But he was the highest paid before when he signed his contract five years ago.
This is a cycle that happens in all professional sports, okay?
I understand the cycle, but Matthew Stafford should not be the highest paid player in the NFL.
Okay,
ever.
But why are you hung up on that? Why are you so hung up on that? No, you're wrong. It was just the point in
his time. He plays for a mediocre team. He's never won anything. God. How many playoff games has he won?
Let me tell you something. Matthew Stafford got what the market would pay.
There we go. Let's make excuses.
He absolutely got what the market would pay, okay? All right. Now, in all of this BS that you're spinning right now, I'm gonna say something, okay? If the Detroit Lions are going to try and be competitive, they have to have a decent quarterback.
Okay.
All right.
So they had to sign him.
If you say he's one of the top five, six, I'll even say top ten. We'll even extend your statement to the top ten. If he's a top ten quarterback in the league, which is a quarterback dependent league, especially now. I mean, what was the last average quarterback to go to the Super Bowl?
There's actually a lot.
Come on.
There's a lot of average quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying won the Super Bowl. I'm saying recently. Recently.
Well, that's homework, but I know there's a lot. Doug Williams won a Super Bowl.
Okay, but when was that?
A long time ago.
Okay, you're not supporting yourself here.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
And that wasn't at least 12 years ago.
It was not 12 years ago.
Joe Flacco. Who was the highest paid player in the NFL for a while.
Yeah, you're correct.
All right, so let me just say this, okay? In the last 5 years, Matthew Stafford has gone through two head coaches, 34 coaches, two entire staffs, okay? He's not had a single running back on the team with him. They went over 100 yards since Reggie Bush 4 years ago. Now, here's the real supporting thing. You ready? Let's just talk about your Green Bay Packers for a second. Let's just look at the entire division, which has been pretty decent, actually, when you compare it to the rest of the NFL. I know there's a lot of holes you can shoot in the Bears, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Green Bay Packers, I will admit, have been the standard of the division for quite a while.
Yeah, you just admitted
that. All right. So, before Matthew Stafford...
Pretty easy thing to admit, by the way.
Before Matthew Stafford came into the league, I went back and I looked at the last 10 games versus Green Bay. Every single one of them but one was a competitive game that the Lions had a shot at winning at one point or another in the game. Meaning like 30 to 24, scores like that that are within reach of actually winning a football game.
And a great quarterback wins those games.
Do you know, I understand what you're saying, but they have to have a certain amount of a team around them.
I agree with that too.
Do you know there was one blowout? It was 40-10. Oh, and by the way, Matthew Stafford had the game of his life and they killed the Packers that game. Every other game was within reach for the Lions if they didn't win it. And I admit, there haven't been that many that they won. I'm just saying. He is definitely worth every freaking penny of this, and this is just a matter of being his time in the cycle, because he's not going to be the highest paid player for long.
No.
It will not be that long. This is not a big deal that he's
Joe
the
Flacco
player.
Won the Super Bowl in 2012.
Was it 12?
Yes. So basically 6 seasons ago.
And he was the highest paid player.
Because he's a Super
because
Bowl MVP.
He won, yes.
Yes.
Just saying. And you know, here's the thing. You're getting hung up on like $27 million a year, $25 million a year. Do you know that's like an average player in the NBA?
But like, the NBA like only has to pay 12 players. The NFL has to play 53. It's a little bit different.
I'm still saying. Money's money. And the NFL
well
is
taken.
Putting a lot of money. They might as well pay it to the players. That's my point.
My point is Matthew Stafford should never be. If he had just won the Super Bowl, I'd say yes, and he still shouldn't be the highest paid. Don't you think? Tom Brady higher. Aaron Rodgers higher.
So if they didn't pay him this money, who should they have as their quarterback? They're going to put Rudock in right now?
Do they have
to
give him that much?
I think they didn't have a choice.
Well,
I absolutely,
because of the market, I will agree.
I believe
agree.
They did not have a... Not, they gave him
and
exactly
I will
what
also
he
agree
was going to get.
That this will be just a stepping stone for the guys that are better than him to get paid more than him.
And you know what? If Brady and Rodgers and those guys don't get this much money, that's their fault.
And their agent's fault, too.
Well, that's my point. They got the wrong agent. They should fire him or whatever.
Well, when you sign a contract, you sign a contract, Adam. You have to wait for it to be up to re-sign it unless they do an extension.
I agree.
Which is going to happen with Rodgers in the next week or two.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't blow this contract out of the water, shame on him and his agent.
I'm saying 5 years, 160 is going to be Rodgers.
I think that's probably a fair number for
5 years.
Based on what all the research I just read on where things are at. And the real question for the Lions is how is this going to affect their ability to manage the salary cap? But they did get, I mean, Calvin Johnson, boom, gone.
Yeah.
That freed up a lot of cash.
So if he wants to come back, they're going to say no because they own his rights, and then he'll go somewhere else. That's going to happen this year, too.
I'm actually not no, it's not. You really think he's coming back?
He'll be on the Raiders by the end of the year. Mark those words.
All right, we'll come back and we'll talk a little baseball, which you are a huge Tigers fan today, admit it.
I am.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Get a discounted membership for the rest of the year and have 50% of it go toward next year's dues. Lots of options. Call 225-0721. Beautiful out there right now, too, by the way.
Oh, my daughter's out there playing in the Junior Club Championship right now. And I'm playing tonight, and we play tomorrow.
Yes.
And I play in the club tournament this weekend, and I play seven out of the next 9 days.
You're a golfing fool.
Oh, can't wait. My back hurts right now thinking about it.
All right, let's talk about the Brewers, how they were affected by a Tigers win over a very good Colorado Rockies team yesterday.
Yes.
Zimmerman rebounding from early trouble. They ended up beating Colorado 4-3. And I have to give credit where credit is due. It was Nick Castellanos.
Your favorite player.
He should be your favorite player right now.
He is right now.
Triple. Not only does he lead the American League in errors, he also leads the American League in triples.
It's a good combination. I will tell you one thing, though. It was pretty impressive that after the third inning, in Colorado, there were no runs scored by either team. That is a ballpark that gives up a lot of runs because of, you know, thin air, the ball flies, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, it's proven. I mean,
I
don't know. Shane Green struck out 2 of 3 in the ninth for his sixth save. And it looks like they will resume tonight with Michael Fulmer.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that. The ERA is not that bad. He's 10-11, and I don't know. We'll see.
He's had some struggles later in the year, that's for sure, and I think a lot of that has to do with focus based on, you know, not being in a competitive situation. You kind of hard, you know?
Yeah. But maybe those brawls fired this team up. That's what I'm thinking.
So how does that affect the Brewers? Because it really means nothing for the Tigers.
Because the Rockies, they're behind the Rockies in the wild card, so they gained a half game because the Brewers were off. They're three back from Colorado now in the wild card. The Cubs won, so now they're 2.5 back from the Cubs. It's crunch time right now, though. And a three-game series with the Cardinals in Milwaukee starting tonight with Matt Garza, my least favorite pitcher for the Brewers, going against Luke Weaver, who's got a 2.31 ERA. St. Louis is actually favored to win the game.
So what do you think? Do you think that the Brewers, are you still looking at wild card, or do you think they can catch the Cubs?
I think they have a better chance of the wild card because the Cubs are kind of hot. They're kind of hot and cold right now, but they have way more talent. So I think, you know, the Cubs are going to win more games. But, you know, the
and
Rockies,
experience, let's be honest.
They could catch the Rockies easier than they could catch the Cubs.
What about the Diamondbacks?
The Diamondbacks are playing good right now.
That's a crazy division, though.
Five behind the Diamondbacks right now. The Diamondbacks are 73-58, and they're down 19 games to the Dodgers. 73-58
that's a crazy division.
Would usually win that division, you know, if you play that baseball the rest of the way. 19 games out.
All right, what's up next for the Brewers?
I just said it. Garza, tonight.
Oh, my thing froze. It's not even over yet.
Oh.
All right, well, I guess we'll see what goes on with the Kansas City Royals. They are closing in on a futility record of 43 innings scoreless. 43 innings in a row they haven't scored a run.
That is horrible.
Yes, crazy. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
Matthew Stafford's terrible.
Oh, my God. Go away.